search for
hospitality.
Yeah, like I said, in the 好像我今天早上说的一样，我们来其实是我们的福气，也是我们的恩典。
It is actually grace and blessing on our part to be able to come here.
我今天下午要跟大家分享的其实是跟刚才早上的是连贯的。
Actually, what I'm going to share is in connection to what I preached this morning.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢您。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们真是要张口的来感谢您。
We want to open our mouth to thank you.
特别是在这圣诞的季节。
Especially during this Christmas season.
耶稣基督第一次来的时候。
As Jesus was born the first time.
他谦卑的来。
He humbly come.
他把这个盼望跟救赎带给我们。
And he bring forth hope and salvation.
我们也知道他还会再来。
And we know that he will come back again.
他第一次来是和平的来。
He comes peacefully the first time.
但是第二次来，他要权威的来。
And the second time, he's going to come with full authority.
而且他要来审判这个世界。
And he's going to come to judge this world.
天父上帝也盼望我们教会。
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we hope that this church.
在那个日子还没有来之前。
Before the day comes.
帮助我们积极的广传。
To help us to continue to go and preach.
因为你的福音，你的本意，本是要临到万邦的。
Because your gospel and your will is to go forth to everyone.
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们能够成为一个传福音的人。
Help us to be one who loves to preach the gospel.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
For listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果说人得救之后。
If we said after salvation.
什么事情都不需要做。
We don't have to do anything.
然后就等着，然后呢，上天堂。
And we just wait to go to heaven.
这叫 one-way ticket to heaven. 如果这是真的话，
If this is true,
会不会神会叫那个这个牧师在替我们施洗的时候，把我们在水里头按多五分十分钟的话，那不是更好吗？
Then wouldn't it be better if during our baptism the pastor just hold us down there for another extra 5 minutes?
你想是不是，如果牧师受洗替我们施浸的时候，把我们再按多十分钟的话？那不是更好吗？马上与主同在。
Well, wouldn't it be better than we'll be in heaven right away?
没有。
No.
从这我们就可以看到。
From this we can see.
神拯救我们，让我们仍然的在地上存活，因为我们要有工作要去做的。
God saved us and allow us to stay on earth because He has.
耶稣基督也说，趁着白日。
And Jesus said, while it's daylight.
在黑暗还没有来之前，黑夜还没来之前。
Before the arrival of darkness.
愿意我们努力的做工，努力的做工。
He wants us to work hard.
所以呢，基督徒的人生观呢。
So the light view of a Christian.
是应该是这样。
Should be like this.
我们以前在黑暗。
We were in darkness before.
如今在光明。
Today we are in light.
我们以前是沉沦。
We were perishing.
但是今天得蒙拯救。
Today we were saved.
我们以前走自己的道路。
We walk our own way before.
蒙恩得救之后，我们要走主的道路。
After we are saved, we walk the way of the Lord.
我们以前与神隔绝。
We were separated from God before.
现在与主联合。
Today we are connected with God.
我们以前对福音一点的这个认识，对这个沉沦的这个世上的人的灵魂一点负担都没有。
We have no burden on the lost soul before.
但是我们如今信主了，我们对那些世上人的灵魂，我们要培养对他们的这种的负担。
But today we are going to have burden for the lost soul.
所以呢，早上的那个信息呢，我想，我盼望我能够讲得清楚哈，就是神对以色列的要求跟如今对教会的要求完全一样。
So I hope that I have presented the message clearly this morning is that the demand from God for us and Israel are the same.
好，那我想问问大家，
so、
神要以色列，神要教会做什么？
What does God want the church to do? And what does God want the Israel like to do?
以赛亚书跟这个使徒行传，神要求我们做一件什么事？
In Isaiah and Acts, what did God want us to do?
大家一起说见证。
Say it again.Witness.
我们是见证神的人、哦、
We are God's witnesses.
所以当人看到我们的时候，看到神。
So So when people see us, they see God.
当他们跟我们接触的时候，他们能够接触神的爱。
And when they have contact with us, they have the contact of God's love.
当他们听到我们所 present 的福音的时候，他们应该明白知道神爱他们。
And as we present God's gospel, then they will understand God's love.
那这一节呢，就是说 ，OK， 那个是一个很大的方向，那我们怎么去做呢？
So that is the direction, but how do we go about doing it?
其实是从我们自己个人开始的。
It begins with ourselves.
所以呢，个人布道好。如果一个教会人人就是信主的朋友，在那个教会的里，如果人人都懂这个个人布道的话，那个教会是蒙恩的。
So if every Christian in a church understand personal evangelism, then this church is blessed.
我认识一个朋友，他在加州。
I know of a friend in California.
不算是好朋友，但是呢，算是在主里头，大家都知道大家的一个朋友。
Not a very good friend, but an acquaintance in Christ.
他的名字我就不提了哈。
I'm not going to tell you his name.
因为他的名字太响亮了。
Because his name is too.
但是这个牧师哈，他有一个很大的特点。
He has a very special characteristic.
你不能够碰他。
You can't touch him.
你碰他，你就信主。
If you touch him, you'll be a believer.
我当然，我碰的意思不是那个 physically 那个 touch 啊，就是你不要沾他，你一沾他，那你一定信主。
I'm not talking about physically touching him, but if you have come in contact with him, you'll be a.
他的头上就好像有一个牌子，危险，生人勿近，特别是没有信主的，因为你一跟我谈话，你就先信主耶稣基督了。
It's just like there's a sign hanging over his head that danger, do not come close.Or you'll be a believer.
他有一次去澳大利亚35天的旅行，他带了50多个人信主，在那个church。
One time he went to Australia, no, Austria,
Australia
to vacation, and he left 52 people.
不是 vacation， 他这是有工作要去做。
Oh, it's a trip, a mission trip.
35天之内带了50多个人朋友信主。
He went for 35 days and he left 52 people to Christ.
他怎么传福音呢
？So how does he evangelize?
他从加州坐飞机到澳大利亚。
He took the plane from California to Australia.
然后呢，起飞了差不多两个小时的时候，开始了工作小姐就派餐。
So after about 2 hours in the air, then they began to serve the meal.
吃饭之前，他低头祷告。
So before the meal, he bowed his head and say grace.
旁边的乘客看到他的时候，就推推他，你是不是晕倒？
So the passenger next to him asked him, "Hey, are you dizzy?"
他说不是啊。
He said no.
我在 say grace.
I was saying grace.
那人说什么叫 grace?
So he asked, "What is grace?"
然后这个牧师就问他，难道你饭前你不祷告了吗？
So he asked him, "Well, don't you say grace before you eat?"
那他说我从来没这个习惯。
He said, "I never done it before."
我这样啊。
Oh, like is that so?
你有没有时间啊？
Do you have time?
我跟你解释一下好不好？
Let me just explain something to you.
从加州到澳大利亚14或15个小时的飞机，你有没有时间？
From California to Australia is about 14-15 hour trip. So do you think you have time?
他在雪梨啊，大街上啊，去哪个？
Sydney.
在大街上走路的时候。
As he was in Sydney walking in the street.
突然间他听见有一个人在大喊 Jesus.
All of a sudden he heard somebody was yelling Jesus.
他就到那个朋友拍拍他。
So he went up to that guy and he pat him.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, my friend.
Do you know him?
你认识他吗
？Know who?
认识谁呀
？You just shouted.
你在喊呐、啊、
？Didn't you just shout Jesus?
你不是刚才在喊耶稣吗
？I did. So I did. What's wrong? 他说有什么错？
That's my limit on my memory.
And then my friend said to him, "You shouted a person's name, yet you do not know him."
他说你在喊一个人的名字，可是你却不认识他。
Do you have time?
你有时间吗
？Let me explain to you.
我跟你解释一下他是谁。
That's how he approached. 他是这样去传福音的。
That's how he preached gospel.
我们每一个人呢，哈，都在一个 context 里头。
All of us are in a context.
在婚姻的里头，我们是夫妻。
In the context of marriage, we're husband and wife.
在家庭的里头，我是一家之主。
And in the context of the family, I'm the head of the
household. 到了我爸爸的家庭，我是个儿子。
When I go to my father's house, I'm a son.
到了学院的时候，我是老师。
When I was in school, I'm a teacher.
但是我到了神学院，我又是个学生，我自己也是个学生。
When I go to the seminary, I am a student.
你看看我们人哈、啊，总在一个 context 里头，然后 move 到另外一个，我们有很多顶帽子 ，so to speak.
We have to wear different hats.
好了，我来看看。
So let me see.
John, 你平常做什么呢 ？What do you do for a living?
I'm a
technician. A technician. You're married, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? She's here, right? Right here, right there. Oh, yeah. So you're married, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No kids so far.
No kids.
Make it
your
fun,
huh?
This guy actually worked pretty hard.
但是还是可以，这种的传福音的方法我们叫 cold turkey.
This method of preaching the gospel we call cold turkey.
但是呢，最好的方法就是借着一个关系，然后把福音给带出来。
The best way is really to go through a relationship.
所以第一个，我希望你能够了解哈，你自己把你自己的那个影响的范围啊，你做一个这个调查研究。
So the best thing is to look at your relationship or the environment that you're in.
我有一个好朋友。
I have a good friend.
这个好朋友呢是在 UTA 当教授的 ，University of Texas at Arlington， 他当教授的。
He is a professor at UTA.
他的那个成就哈、啊、高到一个地步，西点军校啊都有一年呢请他做了一年的客座的教授，中国人。
He's a Chinese and his accomplishment is so great that West Point actually invited him.To be a professor one year.
我这个朋友哈，他很妙的。
He's very interesting.
他讲课讲到了最后那一刻，他就说：“哎呀，今天我突然间有一个灵感。”
He will be teaching, and then in the last class, he said, "All of a sudden, I have a vision."
我不讲课了，今天。
I'm not going to teach you.
我今天有一个人要介绍给你们。
I want to introduce you someone.
他就开始讲耶稣。
Then he begins to talk about Jesus.
好，讲完课了，就是讲完耶稣了哈，就是正道完了之后。
And after you talk about Jesus,
学生们就来找他。
Then the student will come and talk to him.
哎，夏老师啊。
Hey, professor.
你讲道比你讲学更好啊。
Hey, you preach better than you teach.
我这个朋友还没有考试的时候，他说大家祷告，就是一个 theater 好像这样，我们来祷告，那学生都觉得好奇怪。
So before a test, he would say, "Okay, everybody, we're going to pray." And so they're
all very.
在祷告
的时候，他说：“神啊，求你帮助我这群的学生，他们所温习的，他们都能够记得，都能够写下来。”
And so he prayed that God please help this group of students that whatever they review, they'll remember and they'll be able to write it down.
祷告完了之后。
And afterwards.
他说：“你们待会儿啊，试卷写好了，来交卷。这里有个福音单张，请你拿一张，然后离开这课室。”
So after the exam is over, he said, "Just put your paper right here, and then I have track for you to pick up."
你知道吗？他在那个 context 里，因为他是老师，学生都尊敬他的，所以他叫他们做事，他们一定听的。
So within that context, he is a teacher, and so whatever he asks them to, out of respect, they will do it.
我现在马上现场说法，请大家一起起立。
I'm going to ask you to all stand. I'm going to show you an example.
好，现在请开始。
So everybody, please be seated.
你看看
See, look at it.
我告诉你啊，你如果开车的话，发生意外的时候，如果一警察叫你这样，就算是绿灯，你敢冲吗？
So if you're driving and a police officer go like this to you,
因为他是个 public safety 的 officer, 他有这个权柄，在那个时候他的权柄 override 那个 traffic light。
He's a safety officer, so he has the authority at that moment to override the traffic light.
我希望你自己考虑一下。
I want you to consider.
你在什么的 context 里头，你是有权威的、有权柄的人。
Under what context do you have the authority? You are the authoritarian.
你的儿子叫 Michael 是不是？
Your son is called Michael, right?
几岁了？二三。结婚了没有？
He's 23 years old, not married.
如果今天你跟他说，儿子，我给你找了一个媳妇儿。你想他会怎么反应？
Today, if you tell Michael, hey, I found you a wife, what would he say?
Huh?
He'll never see me
again. 现在的孩子其实好，都大了，有的时候，哎呀，让他们自己去选吧，啊，反正也是他们要过活的嘛，是不是？
Yeah.
我有一个儿子，19岁。
I have a son, 19 years old.
19岁。我们都有一个 context 啊，我们是别人的 superior， 我们是别人的更有权柄的人。
We are in a context that we are other superior.
所以如果你是医生的话，那太好了。
So if you're a doctor, then it's great.
然后你跟那个病人，你信不信？
You talk to
我现在要开你的心。
You talk to the patients. Do you believe it? I'm going to do an open heart surgery.
啊，如果是老师。影响你的学生。
If you're a teacher, you can influence your students.
好，所以呢，找你自己的 context.
So find your own context.
好，你们手上有一个东西，我们很快的来看一看啊。这个理论完了之后，我们有一些实习。
You all have a handout, so please let's look at it quickly, and then we'll practice on.
个人布道哈，这个字儿哈是一个希腊字儿，叫 evangel, good news 的意思。
Evangelism comes from a Greek word.Evangel.
我拼给大家听 E-V-A-N Event OK Gel 就是 G-E-L E-V-A-N-G-E-L Evangel 这个字呢就是 Good news 的意思
Meaning good news
那意思当然是讲到我们主耶稣基督那个拯救的而且是这个免费的这个救恩而言的
It talk about the saving graceAnd free salvation.
所以呢，布道这个字儿啊，可以将来把它给做一个简单的定义。
So we can give a simple definition to evangelism.
The sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ with the intent of inviting the listener to accept Jesus Christ as his or her personal savior. 什么叫传福音福音呢？福音就是传福音，就是把主耶稣基督啊这个的拯救的爱。跟他们去分享，但是在分享的时候呢，心里头有一个这样的一个目标，就是希望他能够今天就相信耶稣，接受他，耶稣做他个人的救主。
So it can be defined as the sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ with the intent of inviting the listener to accept Jesus Christ.
OK, 我给大家解释一下哈，这个 intent 很重要。
The intent is very
important. 你的目的就是希望对方信主。
The intent is for him or her to accept.
当你传福音的时候。如果你这种态度，哎呀，耶稣，我告诉你，我虽然是接受了他，这个人信他不信他也无所谓了呀，没有这，你信不信呢？哎、
If when you are evangelizing, you have this kind of attitude, like, oh, this Jesus, you know, I have been a believer, but hey, whether you believe him or not, it doesn't really matter. So hey, do you really want to believe in him?
有没有人看过球赛
？Have you ever seen a ball game?
有没有看过球赛？特别是男人 ，just glued to the TV。
Especially the man。
然后太太问，哎，老公。
Hey, if the wife asks, hey, husband。
我们今天没什么东西了，我们去牡丹楼好不好？
You say, hey, we don't have anything else to do. Want to go to McDonald's?
好。然后看，然后太太又说。McDonald 这种的快餐，他们最近有一个 report 说这个 fat 都是不好的，不如这样吧，我们叫根生源去吃，好不好？好。但是他的心根本就不在，你知道吗？那种的 intent watch football 那种的 intent， 把它给 transfer 到传福音。
So use the intent that you have when you're watching a football game to sharing the gospel.
What intent to convert you? 传福音要有这种的 earnestness。
You have to have the earnestness.
好，第二，
Secondly,
传福音呢，个人布道跟这个差传事工有一点不一样。
There is a difference between evangelism and mission.
我们把这个给纠正一下哈。
Let's clarify this.
传福音呢是什么呢？每一个信徒 ，every believer 啊，上面的 every believer， 每一个信徒啊，在一个的地方堂会，在他们的有限的这个的地理环境啊，你们就是 Albuquerque。然后呢，见证主耶稣基督在你们身上所做的奇妙的拯救的工作，这是传福音。
So evangelism is every believer in a local church within the geological limits, which means for us it's Albuquerque sharing Christ in their daily lives.
Okay, 那差传是什么呢
？So what is mission?
A few, 你把它写下来 ，a few 啊，一小撮的属灵有恩赐的信徒，然后经过地方长。堂会的差派到一个没有传过福音的地方，也没有教会的地方，然后他们去传福音，建立信徒，然后呢建立领袖，然后呢建立教会，然后这个教会呢又再继续做差传的工作，这叫差传。
So mission is a few of the spiritually gifted believers authorized and commissioned by the local church to a gospel destitute area, proclaiming Christ, winning converts, training them, developing the leaders.Establishing a church and then in turn they send people out.
好，我们来看看哈，那传福音呢有几种不同的类型的。
So, let's look at the different kinds of evangelism.
第一 ，evangelism is an imperative. 你写下来 imperative.
Evangelism,
传福音是一个命令来的。
Evangelism is an imperative.
一个命令呢，你必须要服从。
It is something you must obey.
谁当过兵的在座？谁当过兵
？How many of you have guys have been in the armed forces?
你当过兵的？只有一个，哦，只有一个，两个。你们不是中国人民解放军吗？
you guys are not the.
不是，我知道，你们两个都是台湾的。你们都当过兵啊？你做什么兵？海军陆战队。哎呦 ，the most elite.The proud, the few, the marine.
The marine.
空军，你空军呢？哦、oh.。
And Charlie's in the Air Force.
OK. 军阶，告诉我你军阶是？少尉。Lieutenant 啊。
少尉。
也是少尉。
再就回去。
OK. 请问你们将军如果给一个命令 ，OK， 金弟兄，你做这个事儿，你如果跟他说，我才理你呢。
So the commander say, "Hey Andy, go do this." He said, "Forget it."
不可能吧
？It's impossible, right?
马上军事法庭，马上就纪律啊，严重的可能会坐牢，而且呢 ，dismiss, discharge, you know, discharge with, you know, with 这个不好的这个 discharge 啊，可能退休金都有问题。
So if he does that, he will be court-martialed and then dishonorable discharge.
Exactly.剃光头啊
？Oh, maybe, or even shave your head.
哎呀，有这种的处分呢。哎呀，如果今天我们不听主的话，那我们都剃光头了。
So if we don't listen to God, we're all going to be bald.
妈也是 bald。
传福音是个命令啊。
So evangelism is an imperative.
不是说每一个人都很积极的做，但是呢，我们呢，不是每一个人都可以拯救，但是我们总可以拯救一部分的人。
Not that we all can save, but we cannot save everyone, but we will save some.
我们的工作呢，只是见证，见证。
Our work is to witness.
神会负责那个结果。
And God will be responsible for the results.
整个过程的里头呢，祷告是非常重要的。
And through the whole process, prayer is very important.
Without prayer, it would not work. 没有了祷告的话，你做不成的。好，第四，既然是个命令的话 ，we must obey. 那我们必须要服从。
Since it is an order, we must obey.
主耶稣基督已经把那个 marching order 给了我们了。你们要使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus Christ has already given us the marching order to make disciples of all nations.
好 ，B， 传福音呢是一个生活的方式 ，it's a lifestyle.
Evangelism is a lifestyle.
它不是一个好像时髦的东西啊，一阵子来一阵子又走。
It is not a fashion or a fad.
是一个生命的活现。
It is a consistent lifestyle.
是一种每一天都能够做的事情。
It is a daily activity.
第三，它是一个个人的啊的一个的接触。
It is a person to person interaction.
但是第四，你要注意一些东西，千万不要跟人家争竞，不要跟人家争吵。
Do not be argumentative.
争得到那个地方，你信不信？你不信我揍你，那不行啊。
You cannot say, are you going to believe if not, I'm going to curse you.
那我坦白地告诉你，我碰到很多的人对福音一点兴趣都没有。
Actually, I can tell you honestly that there are a lot of people that has no interest.
我甚至碰到一个人指着天骂神了。
I even met someone who cursed God.
God, I curse you. 他这样讲。
He said that.
If you are real, struck me to death right now. 他说如果你真的现在马上把我给劈死。有这种人。
There's this kind of people.
哇，心里都那刚硬啊。
They are so hardened in their hearts.
这种人呢，这只有祷告，你懂意思吗？
These only prayer can help these people.
神会负责任。
And God will take responsibility.
千万不要跟人家争吵。
Do not argue with them.
第二呢，你要活现出这个所谓的属灵的果子。
You need to practice the spirit of the Holy, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
第三个，你要很真实的，你不要说假话。
Be authentic, be real.
比方说，你开门，你去探访，然后你一进门，然后你准备要把福音传给这个家庭的。
Say you ring the doorbell, you enter into the home, you want to share with them the gospel.
一进去
，You enter in.
就好像地雷阵一样，知道吗？你要这样走的。
You enter in and it's like you, there are bombs on the floor. You have to walk. Then in other words, you're telling them, hey, your house is messy. You need to be authentic. For example, I weigh 600 pounds and I'm going to go and tell you, hey, I have some weight loss program. It really works. Are you going to buy it?
我一定会跟他说，这么有效，你减到200磅，你再来找我，是不是？
I'll probably tell you, hey, you go lose your weight yourself and then come talk to me again.
我告诉你啊，今天基督徒啊，一个很大的问题啊，并不是人不接受福音，乃是我们成为福音的阻拦啊。
Today, Christians become an obstacle to people accepting Christ.
基督徒欺骗。
They cheat.
我就认识一个朋友，买了一个晚礼服，参加了婚礼，明天拿到 dealers， 说 size 不对，然后就退钱。
I have a friend that bought like a gown, a formal gown, went to a wedding, and then the next day returned it to dealers, saying it's the wrong size.
一个朋友从荷兰来探我。
A friend came from Holland to visit.
说他皮肤有一点敏感。
He said he had some sensitivity on the skin. He wanted to buy some special oil. And so we went and looked for it and we found some. And it is the brand that he was looking for. So he opened it up, he was smelling it, looking at it.And so he used his fingers, takes them out and rub it on his skin, and then he put it back on the shelf. He said, is this what you wanted? He said, yes. And well, then go pay for it. Oh, no need. Why? I've already put some on my skin. Sometimes you go to the supermarket.
Seedless grapes.
Hey, 96 cents a pound, seedless grapes. It used to be $1.98. Is it sweet? How do I know? Hey, let me just take a couple sample. And you go back and come, hey, was this sweet before? try it again.
结果整串都被你吃光了，你都不买。
So you ate a whole bunch afterwards, and you're still not going to buy it.
还有一点呢，基督徒逃税。
And also they evade tax.
税季就来了。
Tax time is coming.
哇，钱税的那时候，那支笔啊，真是困难啊。
When you're putting down the number, it's very difficult.
How can I avoid paying taxes to Uncle Sam? 到处的找那个辣戏啊，去逃税啊。
So you look for loopholes to try to avoid tax.
你如果你要传福音呢？
If you're going to spread the gospel,
如果你希望人的相信呢，你自己个人的生活的见证是最重要的。
If you want people to believe, then your personal life become a witness, and it's important.
在讲台我告诉你，我知道有牧者打老婆的。
And on the pulpit, I know there are pastors who are wife beaters.
我知道传道人是看黄色的东西的。
And I know pastors who are into pornography.
我认识牧师离婚的。
And I know of pastors who are divorced.
你说他在你的讲台子里头打老婆的时候，你要爱你太太，你听得进去吗？这种道。
So can you even listen to him if he was preaching about loving your wife, knowing that he?
你明知他看黄色的杂志，看黄色的网站，你会把你的孩子交给他去交管吗
？And you know that he is into pornography. Would you let him watch your children?
那同样的，今天如果你到社区，你去做传福音的时候。如果你的生命你的生活没有见证的话人家怎么信
In the same way when you go into your environment to preach the gospel knowing that your life is not a good witness how can you do it?
So be authentic
So be authentic
还有 be verbal 你一定要讲
And be verbal
我就有一次带一个朋友他说他要学传道传福音很好去探访他那25分钟走了之后耶稣的名字从来没提过
And a friend of mine came with me to for visitation because he wanted to learn how to evangelize. We were there 25 minutes, and Jesus' name was never mentioned.
我们如果要传福音的话，我们要找那个时刻。我待会儿跟你讲怎么去找这种适合的时间，然后把福音传出去。
If we're going to preach the gospel, we must find the time, and I'm going to tell you in a later part how to find the time.
所以传福音是个命令。
So evangelism is imperative.
传福音是一个生活的方式。
It is a lifestyle.
那 C 呢？传福音呢也是 dynamic 的。
And evangelism is dynamic.
传福音不是 static 的。
It is not static.
所以在这方面呢，哈，我对三福，我自己是三福的 certified teacher， 我是三福的 certified teacher， 但是我发觉三福呢，它有个很大的问题。
I am a
evangelism explosion.
Evangelism Explosion Certified Teacher, but I find that there is a big problem.
在这个 Dr. James Kennedy, 他这个整个的课程的里头是 very rigid 的。
The course that I've taken from Dr. Kennedy is a very rigid course.
但是呢，它的好处呢，就好像一条铁轨一样。
But the good thing is, it is like a rail.
所以呢，一个火车，一个 carriage 哈，它在这个轨道的上面，它是很容易的滑行的。
So it's just like a carriage on the rail, you can move forward and backward.
所以呢，三福哈，你学到的时候哈，当然它要求非常高的，你要背很多的经典。但是你学好的时候哈，你就是滑行的。
The course is very demanding. You need to know a lot of scriptures, but once you learn it, you can move freely.
然后呢，还有一点呢，就是当我们在这个传福音的时候哈，我们必须要替自己哈 work out 一个 program， 有一个 program。
And we need to come up with a program that fits.
会适合自己的。
To fit us.
我以前呢，每逢礼拜三呢，哈，下午的时候，7年呢，风雨不见，两个老太太跟我出去做探访传福音的。
I used to go every Wednesday, no matter what kind of climate it is in, go out to visit with 2 elderly sisters.
你也可以找一个 program 是 fit 你自己的 schedule 的。
You can also find a program that will fit your schedule.
好，我们来看看第四哈，不同类型的布道。
Let's look at the different types of evangelism.
第一个是 mass evangelism， 大型的布道会，40人以上的。
The first one is mass evangelism, more than 40 people went out.
第二是 group evangelism， 3个人到40个人。
Second is group evangelism from 3 people to 40.
第三呢是 personal evangelism， 是一个对一个或者最多一个对两个。
The third kind is personal evangelism, one to maximum of two people.
所以呢，大型的布道
，massive
小组的布道
，evangelism, small group evangelism，
然后个人的布道
，and then personal evangelism.
我发觉个人布道是最有效的。
And I find that personal evangelism is the most effective.
因为你总是在一个 context 里头。
Because you are always within the same context.
好，谁可以做个人布道？
So, who is qualified?
你一定自己有重生的经验。
You must be a believer yourself. You are born again.
第二，你必须要有一个愿意的心。
You must have a willing heart.
你一定要明白主耶稣基督给教会的使命。
You must understand the commission Jesus has given to the church.
第三，你要有一个圣洁的生活。
You must have a holy life.
第四，你一定要对世上的人的灵魂有负担。
You must have a deep burden for the lost soul.
其实这个话啊，有的时候讲起来都多余的。你不爱你太太，你不爱你先生吗？你不爱你的家人吗？你不爱你的朋友吗？所以实际上哈，也没有任何的理由推搪我们不做个人布道的。
Actually, this is needless to say. Don't you love your husband or your wife or your family or your friends?
如果他们没信主的话，我们当然为了他们的灵魂，在神的面前我们会痛哭的。
If they are not believers, we would weep for them for the lost soul.
好，第五，你一定要有一个祷告依靠圣灵的心。
We must have a prayerful heart to rely on the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，第六，你必须要有一个学习的心态。
And then you also must have a learning heart.
好，在传福音的上面呢，你有一些的工具哈，背一些的经句。
There are some evangelism tools like memorizing Bible verses.
好，我现在提一个 reference， 你把那个经文告诉我。
I'm gonna tell you a reference and you tell me the Bible verse.
第一个总是容易一点比较好一点啊。约翰福音三章十六节。
The first one should be simple. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. 下一个就不容易了。
The next one won't be as easy.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。好，使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts 4:12.
因为天上人间，神没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。约翰一书五章十二节。
1 John 5:12.
我写信给你们，让你知道，那有子的人就有永生。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要背圣经。
We need to memorize the Bible.
诗篇第一篇第一节。
Psalm 1:1.
不从恶人的计谋，不在罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。唯喜爱耶和华律法的人，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，叶子也不覆盖，凡他所做的尽都行顺利。诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安息的水边。在我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我的敌人面前，你替我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，从今时直到永远。所以呢，我们呢要把神的话语哈，我们叫 internalization， 把它给个人化。
So we need to internalize God's words.
我在北欧有一次传教。
When I was in Europe one time.
我跟一个妇女。
I was with a lady.
她的先生啊，是以前香港启德飞机场的这个机场的这个 manager。飞机场的 manager。
Her husband was the ex-manager of the old Hong Kong airport.
Kai Tak
airport.
后来她先生退休了，然后回到瑞典国。
He retired and they went back to Sweden.
然后呢，这个太太呢开了一个精品店。
She opened up a
specialty store.
Specialty shop.
我呢那个时候呢年轻啊，就传教哈，我就到了他的店，我就是说，太太你姓啥？我就问他 ，What's your name?
So I went and say, What's your name?
他告诉我他是什么什么什么名字。
So she told me her name.
然后我说我香港来的。
So I came from Hong Kong.
哎，她也香港来的，所以马上呢就很熟络了。
So right away we get familiar.
然后我还记得很清楚的，这个女孩子哈，这个妇女哈是抽烟的。
This lady smokes.
所以呢，没讲两三句。所以我很记得她那个时候啊，跟我谈话的时候，我很难，我不抽烟的，所以烟雾弥漫呢，就好像到中国的一样，一模一样。
So I was talking with her, but with like she would be smoking constantly when we were talking.
然后就跟她讲讲。
So we were talking back and forth.
讲到了一个地步。
To a point.
她 challenge 我。
She challenged me.
圣经什么地方这样说？
啊、where in the Bible said that?
哎呀，圣经什么地方说？
Oh my goodness, where in the Bible did it say?
然后她当时跟我说。
And then she told me.
年轻人。
He's a young man.
回去好好读你的圣经。
Go home and read your Bible.
读好了才来跟我传教吧。
Read your Bible.
我好羞愧那时候。
Then come back.
我看看地里头有没有洞。
I want to see if there's a hole in the floor.
后来回英国。
So I went back to England.
没有想到这个妇女啊，这么一句话挑战我。
Not thinking that this one challenge from this lady.
我回去好好的读我的圣经。
I went back and read my Bible well.
我有的时候传道书一天晚上我可以看五次啊。Ecclesiastes 我可以看五次，一天晚上从黑看到鱼肚白。
I can read Ecclesiastes in one night five times.
神非常的恩待我，一年之后我又回去瑞典传教。
So one year later, God blessed me and I was able to go back to Sweden.
我就去这个店找，找来找去都找不到她了。
I went back to that store to look for her, but I couldn't find her.
因为我已经充分准备好了，我要告诉她，她上次 challenge 我，我已经呢把圣经这一次是装有备而来的。
So I wanted to tell her that I have read my Bible well, I'm ready, I'm equipped.
但是那个店已经不存在了。
But the store does not exist anymore.
哎，我就到了一个朋友姓陈的家。
So I went to a friend's Chan's house.
这个陈家呢对我非常好。
They're very good to me.
他们的那个老母哈，七十多岁了，现在可能已经到八十了。这个陈妈妈很疼爱我。
The elderly mother, 70 or 80 years old, really loves me.
她跟我的娘一模一样，总是喂我。
She's just like my mother.
Feed me all the time.
Feed me all the time.
所以呢，我到他家总是有好的东西吃。
So when I go to her house, I can always have some good meal.
所以我每次去瑞典呢，我也必定去访问他。
So every time when I go to Sweden, I would always go to their house.
结果呢，那一天呢，我就在陈妈妈的家里头碰到了这个妇女。
So on that day, I met this one lady at Mrs. Chan's house.
哎呀，我就告诉她，我说你还记不记得一年前我曾经跟你传过教？
So I asked her, do you remember one year ago I was talking to you, preaching the gospel?
她说我怎么会忘记，你这么肥。
He said, how can I forget you're so fat?
我就跟着后来我就说，我说你记不记得你上次曾经跟我做过挑战？
He said, do you remember you challenged me last time?
我回去我好好的把圣经念了，现在我可以告诉你那个地方在什么地方，那出处在什么地方。
I went back and I studied my Bible well and I can tell you exactly where that said in the Bible.
你知道吗？那天那个太太信了主。
You know what? That day she gave her heart to Christ.
她现在住在香港，听说呢在教会里头非常的火热。
She lives in Hong Kong now and I've heard that she is serving a lot in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，传道的人，传福音的人，而对圣经的话不熟悉的，你说是不是个矛盾？
Tell me if this is a conflict, if you want to preach the gospel and yet you don't know the Bible.
你跟那个医生说，医生啊，我有病了。医生说我给你开刀，但是我从来没开过。
You tell a doctor, hey, I'm sick, and the doctor said I'm going to do operation on you, but I've never.
你要爬山，你要带一个向导，你要爬那个厄斐一次峰，那个向导说我从来没爬过的，你信得过我吗？
You're going to go climb this high mountain, and the guy said I've never.
如果你懂得这个道理的话，那让我们回到神的话这里头，好好的扎根。
And if you understand this, then go back to the Bible and dig your root in.
第六的 B 呢，就是用一些福音的单章。
Use some tracts.
最好是你自己写的。
It's best if you write your own tract.
单章有一个很大的问题，就是你传福音的时候，你把那个单章给人家说，请你看，人家问你你看了没有？哦，你自己都没看。
There's a problem with using tract is.Here is a track. Go and read it.
但是如果你把你自己的见证弄一弄，然后把你的照片再弄一弄，然后说，哎，请你看这个单章， 谁写的？
我写的。
这不一样啊，你自己写的，你一定知道里头的东西嘛，是不是？
But if it is your own personal track, you put your own picture there, you give it to people, they're gonna know.
而且不难的，教会这么多的弟兄姐妹重生得救的，每一个人写一篇就有五十篇了。
That is not difficult because if every one of us who have the experience of coming to know Christ write it down, we have more than 50.
好 ，C 呢，就是你要把你个人的见证给写好。
So C is write your personal testimony.
个人的见证了三部分，信主之前那种荒谬的生活，或者是没有信主之前那种的无意义的生活，怎么信主的，什么情况之下信主的，信主之后生命的改变，三个部分，信主之前生活怎么信主的，信主之后生命怎么的改变。
Three parts to the personal testimony of your life before you come to know Christ, the meaninglessness and all that, and then how you come to know Christ, and then the changes afterwards.
好，非常好。好了，那个 steps，
evangelism steps
步骤。开始的时候啊，你最好啊，用一张纸啊，把你关心的人，你有负担的人，把他们名字给写下。
To begin, write down all the names of the person you have burden for.
然后开始为他们祷告。
And then pray for them.
A， 求神啊，感动他们 ，move them towards Him。求神感动他们 ，move them。
And move them towards God.
回到那个 evangelism tool 那个地方 ，memorize 啊，应该是 memorize certain Bible verses.
Go back to the evangelism tools. The blank should be memorized.
所以呢，三 A 这个求神感动他们。
So have God move them.
第二，求神打开他们的心眼。
May God open their eyes.
第三，求主开他们的心。
And third, may God open their hearts.
让他们愿意接受耶稣基督做他们个人的救主。
So that they will be willing to accept Christ as the personal savior.
你要每一天开始来练习。
You have to practice this every day.
开始做主的见证人。
Practice to be God's witness.
那所以呢，传福音呢是个命令。
So, evangelism is imperative.
传福音呢是一种生活的方式。
It is a lifestyle.
传福音呢是非常有活性弹性的。
And it is also very elastic, very fluid.
Very fluid, very dynamic.
Dynamic.
我在这稍微停一停，有没有任何问题？有没有任何问题
？Is there any questions?
在这当中，曾经个人布道，然后领过人归主的，请举手。你曾经带领过人信主的，有没有 ？OK. 好。在座当中有没有尝试过要传福音的有没有
Are there any among you that have tried to evangelize?
好，非常好。好，那我想问一个问题，就是说当你传福音的时候啊，你最大的难处是什么？
What is the biggest difficulty as you try to evangelize?
读经比较少一点，所以有的时候圣经引用不够多。
She said, not knowing the Bible enough.
其他的人呢 ？John, what's the problem? 你说你还是来自他的基础，我想从你最后的比赛里
我
认识的。30 seconds, give us your testimony.
interesting in talking about other things except Jesus Christ.
My advice to you is that maintain the friendship. Okay? Maintain the friendship. There will always be a time when that individual will have some need. And that will be the time for you to give them need. And so don't argue. Don't be contentious.
Stubborn.
Stubborn. Oh.
我是很倔强的人。
I'm a very stubborn person.
二十三岁以前，我就相信自己。
Before 23 years old, I believe in myself.
我妈妈是个很爱主的妇人。
My mother is a God-fearing woman.
她常常在我们的街头派单张，我真是羞愧的不得了。
She often go and distribute the tracts on our streets.
我说：“妈，你不要派了吧。”
And I was so ashamed of her. That you just believe yourself. Don't tell anybody else.
你把我们整家都蒙羞了。
You put our family name to shame.
但是我妈妈是个很敬虔的。
But she is a God-fearing woman.
不过是这个很简单的一个。
A very simple one.
耶稣爱你。
She just gave out the tract and said, Jesus loves you.
同时呢，自从我出她的肚子之后，她就为我祷告。
And so she began to pray for me as soon as I was born.
我从香港来的，我们八个，两父母啊，然后六兄弟姐妹住在一个七百尺的小房间里。
There were eight of us living in a 700 square feet apartment.
在这种环境中，哪有 privacy 啊？哪里有 privacy？
There is no privacy under the circumstance.
我们家里头就是一个帘子，一个帘子。
We just use the divider, the drape divider.
我是最高级的，我做厅长。我们的家的饭桌就是我的床，我的床就是我们家的饭桌。
My the dinner table is my bed.
我就晚上就听到我妈祷告。
And so at night I can hear my mother pray.
偶尔呢，我就听到小弟是我的闽南名，小弟，我就醒一醒。
Sometimes I can hear her mentioning my name and I will wake up.
原来她在为我的救恩祷告。
She was praying for my salvation.
哎呀，我坦白告诉你。
I tell you honestly.
千万不要低看一个。不识字的，但是跪在地下祷告的妇女，千万不要轻看。
Don't look down upon a woman who kneel and pray.
神就听了她的祷告。
And God listened to her prayer.
我不但归主。
And I came to know Him.
拿谢礼。
And I even give my life to Him.
所以呢，有的时候哈，你要等那个时间。如果不是神的时间的话，我们也不要强迫。我们的责任不是说要逼他一些啊，劝他一顿。有的牧师就是这样。哎呀，你来呀，又跪又拜又求，对吧？用各种的法宝，你用你说，哎呀，你信主啊的，那不是我们的责任，知道吗？我们的责任就是传、分享，把他们保持。如果他能够看到你好的生命的时候，其实他信主是有数的。他只是等你，你知道吗？有十个光阴的时候，他看看你的信仰啊，对你来说真到什么的程度，你表现什么？所以。要保持那个联络，保持为他的救恩来祷告啊！千万不要强迫，福音这个是强不了的啊！不过是个非常好的问题，非常好的问题，还没有任何问题。好，如果没有问题的话，现在时间也差不多了，我只是要你呢做一个应许。
Because of time, I'm going to give you a let you make a promise.
这个很容易的，其实。
It's very easy.
刚才那个要求可能比较难一点啊，十二个月之内出去一趟。
Maybe the calling earlier, the invitation was a little bit harder. 12 months to go for a short-term mission trip.
哇，你去了非洲那怎么办？
What if you have gone to Africa?
那我现在这个 session 我的要求就比较简单一点。
During this session, my invitation is a little bit simple.
你愿不愿意在未来十二个月的旅途，跟一个人传福音？
Are you willing in the future 12 months to evangelize to one person?
在未来的十二个月，实际上这个问题哈，我自己问的时候，我都心里都圣灵都责备我。
Actually, the Holy Spirit is scolding me.
怎么可能一年才跟一个人传福音呢？
How can you
无论如何呀？ Yeah.
How can you evangelize to only one person in 12 months? But no matter what.
我们起初的时候不要把那个 goal set too high. Okay?
We don't want to set our goal too high.
从开始。
Was that from
慢慢来,
the beginning?
慢慢来。
Go slow.
在未来的十二个月，如果你愿意带领一个人信主的，或者是向一个人传福音的。
If in the future year you are willing to evangelize to one person,
你就举起你的手，你现在就举起。
Raise up your hand.
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。
Thank God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
在圣诞的时候。
During this Christmas season.
在主，我们庆祝主来的时候。
As we celebrate your coming.
让我们有机会从个人布道，也能够从这个拆船的这个角度。来探讨，来看你的心意。
And that we can look upon your will through mission and also through personal evangelism.
刚才举手的弟兄姐妹。
The one who have lifted their hands.
我在这儿为他们来祷告。
I pray for them.
主啊，他们在神在人面前的承诺。
Lord, they have a promise before man and God.
你帮助他们去完成。
Help them to accomplish that.
没有举手的弟兄姐妹，他有这个愿意的心。
Those who have not raised their hand, but they have a willing heart.
你继续的来感动他们。
Please continue to touch them.
何等盼望这个教会。
And I hope that this church
是人人布道的教会。
Is one that everyone will evangelize.
何等盼望这个教会。
And I hope that this church
是人人参与宣教的教会。
Is that everyone will join in the mission work.
再一次谢谢他们对我们这个团队的接纳跟爱。
And once again, we thank you for their acceptance and love.
把一切的荣耀赞美都归还给你。
And we return all glory to you.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我在这儿做一个邀请哈，如果你们什么时候到 Texas， 如果路过 Plano 的话，请你跟我联络，好不好
？I want to give you an invitation. If you're driving through Texas through Plano.Please contact me.
小住绝对欢迎，长住就无趣了哈。
Short stay are welcome. If it is long stay, you're gonna have to find your own place.
有人问我小住是多少
？How long is a short stay?
两个礼拜到六个月算是小住哈。
Okay, from 2 weeks to 6 months, that's short stay.
要再次谢谢大家，深祝福你。
Once again, thank you and God bless you.
应该讲广东话的直至到23岁咁离开香港，咁咧，但系我不是假意啦。